we spend our life searching for the answers that we already know. So people, we build up as pillars, and before we know it, it's their time to go. Spend my time grieving, time to turn this broke down heart back on again. Get drunk off love, lose myself, but in the meantime I'll be sipping gin.
St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong. Armstrong.
It's a mass of raw energy.
Keeping you connected. This is WLER, Butler Cranberry, your rock station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome into our Grassroots Show. Local music for you tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions. Bob Cup with you, along with Mr. Utah Burgess, sporting the Biker Brewhouse stuff. I like it, man. It's sharp stuff. And you've been playing over there quite a bit. We had a visit from them, and I'm going to make a trek over there myself. But we welcome you to the show. Another great night to talk about local music, and we're going to kind of reflect back to Band Jam tonight.
Yeah, a little bit. Our guest was one of our Saturday performers, actually. And, yeah, he kind of I got introduced to him through somebody I know and started checking out his music. And I'm like, this is pretty good stuff. So, yeah, I had a spot open, and we set that up and made it happen.
Tom Kurlander and Pale Blue Sound. Tom will be in. He's actually going to do a couple songs live tonight, too, so we'll get to reflect back on that and hear a little bit of his story, which is kind of unique, too, from L.A. to Pittsburgh, although briefly he had sampled Pittsburgh as a young man, but lived quite a bit of time out in L.A., and so we'll kind of compare scenes here.
From L.A. to Pittsburgh, and you're going to play a song that's kind of from a city to a city as well here. We'll save that one, yeah.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to do a little connections to Nashville tonight, huh?
Actually, good point, we are, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, coming up. Down the road here, a couple special events that we need to talk about. I know you'll be releasing more details about the big 20th anniversary celebration of Shady Lady Productions. Yeah, another event that you have to put together, Utah.
If I haven't canceled it by now, we'll see. But, we're pre-recording this. So, you know.
But a salute for 20 years, man. That's a great representation of legacy, helping to produce local music, promote local music, promote local organizations. And, man, there was no better display of that than what was happening at the Band Jam. A couple of weeks ago, just the charitable efforts that were done and some pretty successful people that were pretty happy about stuff. It's just great to see that. But pat in the back on that. And also coming up after the September 20th event, which will be at Missing Links, per not being canceled, will be the Scaroderma event Jennifer Lynn Dacre is putting on out at the Hotel Beacon in honor of Johnny Cat. And that'll be a great day of music. So you got back-to-back weekends, Saturday music. Fun and excitement to pay attention to yet. So not quite done with outdoor festivals yet.
No, no, not at all. But they'll go into October. You got all the Oktoberfest stuff coming, and you know, fall festivals, everything. It'll keep going.
Yeah, yeah. But keep in mind those events, and look for those. They'll be all over Facebook and more, and an opportunity to come out and enjoy some fun. We want to thank the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler, and Jim Harpel presenting our show here tonight, at least the first segment. It was great to see Jim out at the Band Jam, obviously, and he'll get an opportunity. The guys from Rust Belt Rhythm, or the Ragged Company, they won because of Rust Belt Rhythm, but the guys were really excited to be able to get back down and do some work with him as a result of their win at the Band Jam.
Yeah, looking forward to that. And, of course, once that's ready, I'm sure we'll be spinning it.
That's right. That's right. Well, we're going to spin some music. And speaking of new, we've got right out of the gate here tonight two new songs that we're going to spin for you.
Yeah, we got a brand new one from Elena, who moved down to Nashville many, many years ago. But we keep in touch with her. It's probably about time to have her on the show again as well. But she dropped a new single. I believe it was on August 22nd. We were tied up with Band Jam. But she dropped this. It's called Small Town Smoke Show.
Great stuff. Great stuff. And speaking of Nashville, we have a singer-songwriter from the Butler area that actually has a couple of full-length CDs and numerous singles, and he ranges from anything from Christian music to country to folk to Americana other styles as well. But he actually had a song that was very highly recognized in one of the Nashville Songwriters Association International. They have different chapters, and he's, I guess, a member of the Pittsburgh chapter, but it got recognized into that fold back in 2024, a song called Room Without Walls. But he's been featured at Steamworks Creative in a songwriting get-together and performance, and Kenny Nogan is his name. He reached out to us and asked if we have a local music show at all, and we introduced him to the Grassroots Show, and we're going to spin him tonight a tune called New York to Nashville from Kenny Nogan, following Elena here tonight on the Grassroots Show on the Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Loving her's like living in a four alarm. She's a spitfire, hide your heart from the hottest little thing in the trailer park. Don't you get too close. She's a small town smoke show, blazing down her turn row, leaving them boys in the dust. She's a certified wildfire, melting off your truck tires, hot enough to burn with a touch. She might be a little white trash, but she sparks like a sizzling match. Anyway, the wind blows, troubles won't follow. Don't go messing with a small town smoke show. Oh. She's a man eater and you're the feast, leaving scorch marks where there were silk sheets. If you come to her holler, don't say you weren't warned. She'll leave a trail of destruction like a firestorm. Small town.
York to Nashville in the blink of an eye. Ain't it just amazing what can pass you by? Sitting on a park bench in a country wide. God-given freedoms, an American life. From L.A. to Boston and all points between. Folks seem so different, so in between. Some fought for freedom, some fought for dreams. But one flag flew over them and high for liberty. These borders and from sea to sea, storm clouds can rise up, but so can the free. And signs of old glory can still be seen along each highway in this land of liberty. In the home of the brave, we were built by the souls, let every life gain. All in pursuit of a life and a hope, with a will to believe in liberty's fate. So for liberty, long may she wave. Na 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 na. From New York to Nashville, from LA to Boston, we'll raise her up.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Broza's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town. Whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken, or one of their famous ham loaves, try their kielbasa, smoked meats, homemade soups, sides, and a variety of ready-to-eat selections. There's no doubt you'll be back for more. Located at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein, Rose's Superette, high on the hill and right on the price.
Have you heard the news? Not only is Cummings Candy and Coffee House celebrating 120 years in business, they're upping their roasting game and expanding their kitchen at Cummings South location in Penn Township. The menu is still a work in progress, but they'll start off with delicious burritos and pepperoni rolls, and of course some other stuff too. Plus, they've got a new fancy roaster, and now we'll be roasting their famous Main Street coffee and other coffee varieties at Cummings South.
You're the king.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7 as we catch you on September the 7th. Wow, time flies when you're having fun in 2025, right, Utah?
Yes, it does, and we've already, I mean, music, summer music festival season's kind of over, isn't it? except for the maybe the 20th.
Well, September 20th is going to be a huge festival. It's huge. Celebrating Shady Ladies 20 years? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I guess that's all right. It's a big thing.
Yeah. Well, what time's that going to start? Do you have any motion on that yet? Like 2 o'clock?
When the music gets rolling is when it starts.
You should just be there.
It'll be around 2, yeah.
Yeah, but stay tuned for more on that. Meanwhile, we want to thank our friends at Cummings Candy and Coffee Service. There are 4 locations to serve you. Presenting our second segment of our show tonight, we're going back to the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival in August at Slippery Rock. One of the performers you had an opportunity to see with his band, Tom Kurlander, is joining us here in the studio. Tom, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Bob. Great to be here.
Yeah, it was great to see you perform, and you had your band play Pale Blue Sound.
That's right.
And you guys were sounding fantastic on a beautiful Saturday afternoon.
Thank you. Appreciate it. It was a great event. Thank you both for putting it on. Utah, great job on that. Yeah. I had had a blast playing.
Yeah.
We enjoyed it.
Cool. Well, we were honored to have you there making a debut. One of 12 new debuts that made grace the stage this year. And tell us a little bit about yourself, because you're not a Western Pennsylvania or Pittsburgh native, right?
No, not really, though I live here now in Pittsburgh. I did spend some of my childhood here.
Okay.
I was born in Chicago, but to keep it kind of brief,
Go Packers.
Yeah. So I wound up ultimately in Los Angeles for about 20 years.
Okay.
Because I, previous to my I did them simultaneously, but I was an actor in film and television roles. Actively for at least 10 plus years. I imagine you might want me to name a couple.
Yeah, I was going to say, can we watch something to spot you?
Only to give validity, not to boast, but I was in a few films. One was Kindergarten Cop. I was in Young Guns 2. Oh. I was in Flatliners. I also, was featured in a lot of television shows and dozens of commercials as well.
Okay.
So it was active, and it was during that time I was acting and I was studying acting in a class down in Santa Monica. And one night the teacher allowed me to sing a song on acoustic guitar. I hadn't played since my younger days in New York, but I had been writing. And I played a song, and everybody seemed to really like it. And suddenly, my passion for writing music, lyrics, and chords and songs was reignited. And I like to always compare it to that. You ever see Close Encounters?
Yeah.
You know, with Dreyfus?
Yeah.
You know how he kind of becomes a little bit
obsessed with it?
Obsessed, yes. So I had this room in my apartment in L.A., and I was up there with a tape recorder for hours. No one knew it, but if anybody had gotten a bird's eye view, they would have been like, "This, we got to make a call on this guy." In fact, a couple of the songs that you're going to play today, at least one of them, Baby, I Want You, was written during that time. So I will say, if I might, that I love rock music. I've said that before. I love the genre of rock music. I particularly was very much inspired by the singer-songwriters from 1970s.
Okay.
That's my favorite period.
Yeah.
So that's sort of the gist of where I'm coming from with this. And then a band began. I started to have a band.
Okay.
And I've had a band ever since. And the band is called Pale Blue Sound. So we're Tom Kurlander and Pale Blue Sound. And just as a little aside, it's named after my wonderful dog named Pale Blue. He was a Jack Russell Terrier.
Okay.
And, dog love. I love that dog.
Yeah.
And so his name was Pale Blue. And I gave him that middle name so people would know how to spell pale. And now I have the band lives on in his name, Pale Blue Sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And a nice legacy for him too. So,
wow.
Yeah. Yep. So you played the LA scene for a little while.
I did. Played the Roxy. I played also. There was a lot of venues. One was called Genghis Cone. Anybody that lives in LA knows they have a wonderful venue to play in. It's in the Fairfax, Beverly Fairfax area. I played all over Los Angeles, in many venues. And then we also did some touring. I've played in, if you will, I've toured and played the World Cafe in Philadelphia, if you're familiar. And we also played the Bitter End in New York City. And, of course, I play here at Pittsburgh a number of venues. One that I've played several times and I'm looking forward to playing soon is called Club Cafe on the South Side.
Yeah, you'll be there later this month, right?
I will be there. The band and I will be there on September 25th.
Okay.
Doors open at 6 p.m. There's an opening act, and we go on probably somewhere about 7:30. So hope to see some people there.
Yeah, that's great stuff. Well, we're going to play a couple tunes here, and we'll continue our conversation and maybe get to know some of your band members that you have playing with you. But you're going to play a song. Well, this is recorded called The Sweetest Clock.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that song.
Wow. That's one of those you'd have to find out, you know, but I'll divulge it. Because I know no one's listening, right?
Yeah.
Since
I'm surprised by that.
Two people right now know what it's about.
Okay.
And I don't know if I should.
Now four will.
Okay, and now it'll just be the four of us. Yeah, the four, right. Yeah, okay. There's a person, a specific woman, who during some trying times in my life was a person of great compassion and listening skills and. And she ultimately helped me rebuild my own after a little bit of a difficult childhood. I had to rebuild my own, you know, fortitude.
Okay.
And through her, she changed my life. You know, I worked hard at it, but and so the sweetest clock goes out to her. I won't name her name, but
yeah, but
it's a specific person. There you go.
All right. Would she know it if she heard it? Do you think?
Oh, yeah. We talked about a few things. She knows I play music. Yeah, she. I think I've made it clear to her. Yeah, she does know.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah. Well, we'll play that, and you're going to do a live cut, and we'll talk about that when we come back. This is Tom Kurlander tonight and with his band Pale Blue Sound. They're going to be playing Club Cafe later this month. We'll talk a little bit more with him, but listen to his great music here tonight on The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Listens when I'm playing. She waits till I'm through. It's all she can do one time. To make me feel loved like an angel. The man who's not on time, who changes on a dime. For the man who's lost his way. For the soul who's gone astray. She's got the sweetest clock. She's got the sweetest clock. She's got the sweetest clock in the world. No strings attached. For the man who-
from the soul who's gone astray. She's ever gonna know my name again. I only wanna be there, only wanna be there. And I don't even care if she's ever gonna be the same again. I only wanna be there, only wanna be there. I don't even care if she's ever gonna say my name again. I only wanna be there. I only wanna be there. No, I don't even care if she's ever gonna be the same again. I only wanna be there. I only wanna be gonna say my name again. I only wanna be there. Only wanna be there. No, I don't even care if she's ever gonna be the same again. I only wanna be there. I only wanna be there. Only wanna be.
Have you heard the news? Not only is Cummings Candy and Coffee House celebrating 120 years in business, they're upping their roasting game and expanding their kitchen at Cummings South location in Penn Township. The menu is still a work in progress, but they'll start off with delicious burritos and pepperoni rolls, and of course some other stuff too. Plus, they've got a new fancy roaster, and now we'll be roasting their famous Main Street coffee and other coffee varieties at Cummings South.
You're the king.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
You're listening to the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, streaming as well, 977rocks.com. And if you enjoy some of the specific shows that we have here on Sunday nights, they are archived as well, 977rocks.com. You can pull them up on the podcast spot when you see that. Pull it up, and you can see the entire listing going back several years, as a matter of fact. And this segment of our show brought to you by our friends at Bros's Superette, high on the hill and right on the price at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue in Butler, overlooking downtown Butler. You can see the courthouse from their location. And they are open Tuesday through Saturday. Stop up and get some great eats. Whether you need something additional for your meal tonight or an entire meal or something for the grill, yeah, it's still grilling season. We've got a good month of September yet to go. And boy, the weather's been in the fall. It's going to be good till November. At least during football season, it has been. I've been doing a bunch of football games when it was 75 degrees out there. So, and that was in November. So, yeah, lots yet to do here in the month of September and for 2025 itself. Just heard prior to the break a song called Be There that Tom Kurlander recorded live in the studio with us here when we put the show together. Tell us about Be There, Tom.
Well, my mother... towards the end of her life, lived in Palm Beach, Florida. And she, towards the end, was suffering from dementia and Alzheimer's. So I went down to see her, and, you know, with dementia and Alzheimer's, you know, memory and other things go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so she's even struggled to know who I am and why I was there, you know, so... I always tell people, you know, even though we weren't able to totally connect as consciously as we did before, I just wanted to be there. So I wrote a song called Be There. So it's about my mother. And that's where it comes from.
Okay. I can understand that. I have a family member going through that, and it's difficult to watch, and especially that the word you used, connection. You kind of lose that, so
yeah. Nice also, go ahead.
It's nice to have a song to kind of put
indeed.
It in perspective.
And as a brief aside, I'll say that you probably know that with dementia and Alzheimer's patients, music is the one thing that they hold on to.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's sort of it's the one thing that they can retain. So my mother and I, at the end, I would sit be outside with her. We sang MacArthur's Park. You familiar?
Oh, wow,
she loved
yeah.
that song.
Wow.
You know, and we sang a couple of the songs that she ultimately her big ask was Oklahoma. I had no idea that she wanted. I didn't know. Thank God for the internet. I looked those words up because I couldn't held it together. But she wanted to sing Oklahoma, so we did.
Yeah, so you did. That's fantastic. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. We talk a lot on the show about the healing power of music and how important it is. And ironically, the same weekend that you were performing at the Band Jam, we had a young man who's on the autistic spectrum performing. And it is just so amazing. You know, he has a little bit of difficulty communicating, you know, face-to-face with people, but put that guitar in his hand. And I was blown away. I mean, the guitar work and then just the songs that he performed or wrote. And it was amazing to see how he was connecting to that.
Yep.
And you have the similar situation.
Indeed.
So a neat perspective there. So, Tom, you talked to us about living out in L.A. and being in the movie scene and that music scene as well.
Yep.
What led you to come across country and spend the last decade plus here?
Yeah, that's the question. Well, I found that people move. Firstly, I was here as a kid. Mm-hmm. I have to acknowledge my mother. I was on the divorce tour of in the late 70s there. So, you know, I was on the bus with my mom wherever she dwelled. Of course, I followed. So we moved from Cleveland, ultimately, to Pittsburgh. where she remarried a person. She ended up marrying two doctors, both gastroenterologists, if I might say, you know. And peace out to my dad. Not well, just because he's still around. And
yeah.
It was sort of like a homecoming for me to come back here. But the impetus was a female. I began to long distance, if you will, date a female. Someone ironically had known in kindergarten here. I went to a Whiteman school for kindergarten.
Okay.
That's in Squirrel Hill. So I grew up in Squirrel Hill and in Shadyside near Walnut Street there. I grew up on a street called Pembroke Place, which I mentioned one of my songs, actually. I mentioned a few Pittsburgh references, actually, in my songs. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what brought me here.
And you found a love of the area, and here you are today, right?
Here I am.
Yeah. It's interesting to see that because we've had people from this area go out to L.A. and want to come back. But when they do, it's always part of their fabric. This whole area just seems to be something special.
Yeah.
So the music scenes, how do they compare? Pittsburgh, L.A.? I mean, obviously L.A., a much bigger town.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have that sense of vibe comparable, or is there a big difference?
Well, L.A., and this is going back, you know, some years, because L.A. has changed significantly. Yeah. Over the years, but at the time I was there, you know, there were venues like the Troubadour and the Roxy and a number of other ones that one could play at, but the bar was very high to get, you know, booked at a club like that. You had to have a following, you had to, you know, they, you know, it was very competitive and, mm-hmm. and a very high bar. This is long before the internet. You know, this was when they were much more concerned with your genuine following. Like how many real people that breathe actually listen to your music?
Right.
That's a different question than, you know, we asked today. But anyway, can you reiterate what it is we're...
Well, just kind of comparing L.A. to Pittsburgh and what we're finding.
Pittsburgh, I will
today.
Say, is actually, I think, a very good music town. I think that... I've been lucky enough to meet a few members of the local bands here, you know, that are well known. But beyond that, the venues are good. Genghis Cone, which just reopened, Club Cafe. I'm back. See, my head went back to L.A. again. That's reopening, and we're playing there, as you know, September 25th. But that's a great venue, and we're going to play Mr. Small's Funhouse. He has a great venue out there in Millvale.
Yeah.
That's upcoming. And we're also playing a festival in Bellevue that I don't have an exact date, but there will be a Bellevue Music Festival, and we should be at that one as well. We're also playing a place called 565 Live in Bellevue, where we've played already a couple times. That's a great venue. And shout out to Mark, who owns that place. He's a great guy, and his brother Matt. And they have great food, FYI. If you want to just get a hamburger.
Yeah, spend the evening.
And spend an evening, precisely.
So you started the band out in L.A., and now you have that version of the band here. How did you put together the musicians here?
You know, I've been very blessed. I can say that it's because of the songs. The strength of the songs has attracted talent from the very beginning. So my band in L.A., who are different members... were top-notch. There was Kai and Joe. I mean, you know how you get that band love going? There's dog love and there's band love. You know, you share times together that are really just really nice. So, but the band I put together in Pittsburgh, and I'll tell you, it's, you know, my band Pale Blue Sound, that's one thing I'll say. I one of the biggest reasons I'm happy about being in Pittsburgh is because I formulated this band here. So all this homegrown talent you got here, you got Sean L. Spicer is my lead guitarist. I've been with Sean. He's been in the band with me for 13 and a half years.
Wow.
And he was originally from Toronto. He's won 6 GMA awards for his guitar work.
Wow.
And he's been right by my side on stage for 13 years. I also have a drummer named David Harris that is local, fantastic drummer. I have a keyboard player named John Paredes. a bass player named P.J. Kemmerer, and to top it off, I have an accordion player who also sings with me backing vocals, and that's Steve Irwin. And with me, that would make six.
Yeah. Oh, you guys sounded fantastic. You could tell you had some experienced folks, and you seem to have a great rapport with them.
Indeed. It's nice to like everybody that's in your band. I've always aimed for that.
Yeah.
So, yes, we had a great time at the Grass, at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival you guys put on. It was great.
Cool. And it's nice to have a dog that you can talk affectionately about instead of one that poops in front of your drum kit all the time, right? Lord
Band, band love and dog love. Although people typically don't divorce their dogs.
Yeah.
I've been through and seen a lot of band divorce.
That is true. My dog and I had several talks where he was, asking for a different hotel room. He wanted the best suite. But, I went through some things with him. But you're right. The band members, they always have some.
That's cool. Where can we find the listeners? Where can they find Tom Kurlander? Where they can find your music and kind of follow along to see where you're playing?
Well, the best place is to start is there's a website called palebluesound.com. That's palebluesound.com. P-A-L-E blue, B-L-U-E, sound.com. Gotcha. And there's also, my music is also available on Reverb Nation. I've also, my songs and music are available on Amazon, iTunes, Spotify. So, and if you want to come to my house, just, no. But all those other places, cool. You should be able to access it.
Awesome. Well, we've got a couple more songs, Tom, to play. And we wanted to tell us a little bit about it. It Looks Like Rain. This is a recorded cut. Tell us about that song.
Well, this is, I mentioned how much I like rock music. Mm-hmm. This is pretty much a straight-ahead rock song. And many of my songs have a theme, that is, they're often about my relationships with the female subject. And that's provided a lot of the songs that I have. I mean, I'm no Taylor Swift, but I got my own, I have had my own things. But the song that you want to...
It Looks Like Rain.
Yeah, It Looks Like Rain. I remember, when I wrote it, that's the thing about writing songs is you can visualize the exact moment, the conception. And so I wrote it while I lived in L.A. And I must say, unlike most of my other songs, this is a song really about friendship.
Okay.
And being loyal and being there as a friend for someone. That's the theme of it.
And you're going to play live in the studio here a follow-up to the first song that you recorded with us here, Be There, which you're going to be recording for a forthcoming record. But you have While You Were Sleeping, that has been recorded before, but you're doing that live. That was from, Sugar Burn Sessions?
Yes. Yeah. I'll tell you real quick, Sugar Burn Sessions is my second album. Okay. I recorded it actually once I moved here on the north side at Mr. Small's Recording Studio. Okay. And a shout-out to Larry Luther, who runs it, and now it's in Millvale. He's great. It's a great studio, and I made the album there. The reason it's called Sugar Burn Sessions is that the night before, I had all these musicians come to town that I hired that were great musicians, and I put them in hotels, and so it was go time. And the very night before I was going to record with all these guys, I was making a cinnamon sugar bagel. you get a bagel. And I toasted it, and then when I went to pick it up, the sugar burnt my thumb to a point where it blew up like a cartoon.
Oh, no.
I mean, it was the size of a, wannabe cantaloupe. It was a big grape, put it that way. So yeah. I had to get what they call a finger condom. That's what they're called.
Yeah.
And but miraculously, because the thumb was really done, I was like, oh, my God, if I can get through this. Hence, Sugar Burn Sessions, because I was able to play the next day and got through it. And that's how it all came to be.
And While You Were Sleeping, the background of that song itself?
Yeah, that's a song that ever since I wrote it, which is a lot of people perceive it as one of my better songs, And, it's the impact of love.
It's very moving.
Yeah, thank you. And Thank you, Utah. For the loss of love is a theme, you know. What do they say about love? And, you know, if you're going to dance, you know, you might get burned.
Yeah.
And that one hurt a lot.
Yeah.
But it has that fortified bridge where it says, you thought I'd be easy like a prey of a bird. You thought I'd be easy, but I'm a thundering herd. And that's the fortitude of coming back. We all have to rebound. That's what life's about, rebounding, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Great stuff. Well, now I'm going to have to go back home and rewatch Kindergarten Cop and Young Guns 2. And I've always been terrified to watch Flatliners just because that takes me somewhere I don't want to go. But well, I'm going to have to watch it.
It's
now,
a small role. Don't blink. Right?
Well, that's all right. Yeah. You're there.
I'm there.
Tom Carlander, appreciate you coming in and visiting with us, and thanks for sharing your talents with us here tonight.
It's really been a pleasure.
Tom Carlander and Pale Blue Sound right now on The Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Let it fall.
while you were sleeping. I dreamt all about you. I rose from my slumber and reached for your only to discover that you were not there, but you thought that I should know, you thought that I should know, and while you chase down my life, I rose from the ashes and made you my wife, but you thought that I should know, you thought that I should know. Fly away, I want you to fly, I want you to fly away, I want you to fly. And while you dreamt all about you, I found no religion, I found no relief, you gave me no answers, you gave me no you thought that I should know, you thought that I should know, yeah, I want you to fly away, I want you to fly, I want dreamt all about you. rose from my slumber and reached for your hand, only to discover that you were not there.
Brose's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town. Whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken, or one of their famous ham loaves, try their kielbasa, smoked meats, homemade soups, sides, and a variety of ready-to-eat selections. There's no doubt you'll be back for more. Located at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein, Brose's Superette, high on the hill and right on the price.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, get ready to rock out Scleroderma. It's the 7th annual Scleroderma, Saturday, September 27th at the Beacon Hotel Outdoor Stage in Renfrew. An incredible day of music honoring the memory of Johnny Cat Hendricks. $10 donation with gates opening at 2. The music begins at 2:30, and all proceeds benefit Fostering Music. Who will be there? Rob Keller of the Shiners, The Rumble, Appalachian Honey, The Ragged Company, Heyday, Acoustic Parabellum, and the Jennifer Lynn Baker Band. Again, that's all happening Saturday, September 27th at the Beacon in Renfrew. Also, keep an eye on the calendar coming up on Saturday, September 13th. It's the Quality Life Services annual car cruise with fireworks. They host the Summer Concerts All Series and end that series with a bang on Sunday, September 13th. And keep that calendar circled for the Shady Lady Productions 20th anniversary celebration on Saturday, September 20th, happening at Missing Links Brewery. Get out and support our local music friends. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Have you heard the news? Not only is Cummings Candy and Coffee House celebrating 120 years in business, they're upping their roasting game and expanding their kitchen at Cummings South location in Penn Township. The menu is still a work in progress, but they'll start off with delicious burritos and pepperoni rolls, and of course some other stuff too. Plus, they've got a new fancy roaster, and now will be roasting their famous Main Street coffee and other coffee varieties at Cummings South.
You're the king.
I encourage you to take advantage of that concert calendar. If you'd like to reach out to us, you could send something over at grassroots@bcrnetwork.com, or well, it comes right to my email anyway as well, bobcup@bcrnetwork.com. Friends at the 2B's Acoustic do that, and we hope Brian is back to full health and recovery after having to cancel some dates because of an accident. But they've been keeping us up to date, and we appreciate that. So, hey, take advantage of it. We do get a few here and there, but we'd be happy to share the love about where you're going to be, because we want people to come out and see your shows and support local music. That's what we're all about here tonight. And I tell you, it's been a very, very busy 2025, and it seems like all of a sudden, you know, we kind of, I don't know, it's ironic because we get very busy with the Grassy nomination shows and talking about Grassy and then leading up to Band Jam. So it ties up a good bit of our, you know, July, August portions of the show, obviously, deservedly so. But it seemed like there was kind of a brief lull there where it was like, is anybody putting anything out? And then all of a sudden the pipeline's refueled again. So it'll get crazy. It's funny how that works year to year.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, there's tons of new music that we're just got. Now that, yeah, Band Jam's behind us, we can get ourselves refocused again here and get back into the rhythm of things. And, of course, you know, you've got football season, and I've got a bunch of stuff going on. But never smooth, but we'll get back on track here.
Yeah, well, I just flew in and out from New Hampshire, so football season's here, man. Crazy stuff. But lots of shows yet to be had, as we've talked about here tonight, and don't forget some of the events that are coming up in September, and we'll keep you up to date on that general concert calendar with regard to those. Great visit tonight with Tom Kurlander and Pale Blue Sound. Man, that gentleman can write some music.
Yes, he can, yeah. Great songwriter.
Yeah. And we've got a couple more great tunes that we're going to spin your way and go back, ironically, to the Band Jam again. And wow, what a great way to close out Friday night, huh?
Well, we are going to go back to the Band Jam, but I'm going to pull a audible here on you.
Oh, what's
that? We're going to go back to the Band Jam and play a brand new song that's out by the Shiners called The Beast.
Oh, great tune.
Because that was pretty cool for Rob to jump up and join Jennifer Lynn Baker and do a rendition of that.
Yeah, boy, that was awesome. An awesome moment. And then if you were hanging around and you camped for the weekend and you were cruising around looking for a fire, there was some bands firing up. There was some music happening, and Rob was part of that with Jay Lynn and others. And it was just cool to watch. I even saw Brad and hadn't seen Brad Forrester in a while, and he was playing some music over there. So you never know what you're going to find at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. That's why you all need to plan next year to just come stay for the weekend, because music is flowing all the time, even when it's not particularly on the stage. So great stuff from the Shiners, too. And, hey, we've got another brand new one from the band Yigga Digga, who we've had at the Band Jam previously. Got a cool new tune called Fireline that's up as well. So we'll follow the Shiners with that. And we will follow you up next week for our Sunday night get-together, Grassroots style. The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions, here on The Rock Station, 97.7.
this world without a care. Broken hearts laying all around as they lower.
Seven.
Oh.
We are different.
Play a lot of different rock varieties.
You name it, they got it. They're amazing.
Your playlist.
I demand loud music and good music.
I can listen to them forever.
Your rock station, 97.7.